Well, I think there's a balance. So, yeah. I think it's a little bit of both. You know, obviously we're facing a rookie quarterback, you know what I mean? But this is a professional team. You know, it's a professional team. And for us, you know, it was important for us to just really read our keys and be assignment right. You know, and once you start your first, you know, three and out or less, you know, that's where the steps toward you know getting everything corrected or the process of going getting back to on the right path begin. So for us, getting that win and playing good defense against the Vikings is good because we have to start there, and this week against the Bucks, continue that on. It was fun to be around Nuffy, you know, especially as you get to understand his personality. You know, I was back in 04, you know, he challenged me all the time. You know, it was always, Lance, you're not going to make that play, or he'll never make that play. And he's always talked to, you know, like Brian, or he'll talk to some of the other guys, like, Lance can't make that play. You know, Derrick Brooks can make that play. The real 55 can make that play. You know, and, you know, as I started making more and more of the plays and the years kind of went on, you know, his tune really changed, you know, and it was always, I know where Lance will be. You know, I know where Lance is going to be. I know where Lance is going to make that play. You know, that's not a worry for me. And that was, you know, to me, that was earned. You know, that amount of respect from him to me was earned, you know, and that goes for all the guys that were in that room. You can respect both by going out and having a good game and making plays. You know, that's how you really respect both the past and the present. I don't see anything as a disrespect to the past or the present. You know, I mean, I'm a Chicago Bear. You know, I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud of what I learned. You know, from Lovey. You know, and that time. You know, and Lovey wasn't the only guy that was here. You know, I spent more time with Bob Babbage than I did with any of the other coaches. You know, so you know, as far as on hand learning, I mean, Bob Babbage was a guy that kept me, you know, like this, you know, so it's more to it than just that. Josh was he was a tireless worker, you know. He was always in the books, he was always studying. You know, he'd tell me about, we'd walk in the hallway and he'd talk about game plan, you know, and if he gets this look, here's where he's gonna go. If he gets this look, he's like, man, I got so many weapons, just so many weapons here. You know, I want to see him find some success over there, and I know he's had a little tough go, but he was always great, great teammate to be around, and well loved guy here.